Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish, Small Pod for Thursday, June 3rd, 2021. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Miami Marlins for that particular day, all season long, and also hopefully for the playoffs. Miami finished a final game of a quick series versus the Toronto Blue Jays in Buffalo yesterday. And last night's game featured a great pitching matchup between Pablo Lopez, who came into the game with a 2.71 ERA, and faced off against South Florida native Alex Manoa, who was only making his second start in the big leagues, where his previous start he only gave up 2 hits and struck out 7 versus the New York Yankees. But in this game, the scoring didn't start until the top of the second, where Corey Dickerson launched a homer to center field for his second on the year to give Miami the quick 1-0 lead. But Miami did give up a homer later in that inning to Randall Gerchuk. But overall for Miami, the bats were flying. As for the Fish in the third, we had home runs by both Jesus Aguilar, giving it his 10th home run. And, well, all 10 have been on the road. He's just been a road warrior. He's just been insane. And also got a home run from Jazz. Each had a home run, bringing Miami the lead now to 4-1. And showing really great offense that Miami had just been desperately looking for as of late. And going up with Toronto, one of the best offensive teams in the league, getting runs is at a premium. But Miami were unable to capitalize in the inning with a bases loaded. And also later, they gave up a second home run to Randall Gerchuk. But luckily, Miami still kept the lead from 4-2. Both home runs by Randall Gerchuk were singles. So it did not hurt Miami that much at the moment by keeping the lead. And in the seventh inning, Miami had another home run, their fourth home run in the game, this time by Starling Marte, hitting a 416-foot moonshot.
It's in the first three since that stint. This is out to right center field, and that will extend the hit streak. A long home run to right center field. Marlins go deep again. It's 5-2.
No doubter to straightaway center field.
As for Pablo Lopez, he ended his night with 4 innings pitched, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, which were both the Randall Gerchuk home runs, 9 strikeouts on only 1 walked batter on 90 pitches, with 59 of those being strikes. And after Pablo, Anthony Bender came in and was lights out, throwing 3 strikeouts, walking 1 batter in only 1 1/3 innings, and has yet to be given up an earned run in over 11 innings, which has just been incredible to see from Anthony Bender, and really shows that he's probably one of the top pitchers in the Marlins bullpen. But in the ninth, it was really different. They were up 5-3 in the bottom of the ninth, and Yimi Garcia came in, gave up 2 straight singles, and then a triple to Bo Bichette, which tied the game 5-5 with still 0 outs. Yes, there were 0 outs with the bases loaded, tie game. Miami did get 1 out on that after they walked Vlad Jr. and Teoscar Hernandez to load the bases. But it was no match. It was a Joe Panic shot to center field. Starling Marte couldn't grab it. It wouldn't have mattered. Toronto Blue Jays did win the game 6-5 after a blown save opportunity by Yimi Garcia, which is just really bad to see. It's the 5th straight loss for Miami, but Miami now, we have to move on. There's a new 4-game series. We can make up those games. They will go up against the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are offensively are the opposite of the Blue Jays. The Pirates rank in the bottom half of almost every major category offensively in the majors. But there is one key player from Pittsburgh that the Marlins and everyone listening needs to keep an eye out for, is their second baseman, Adam Frazier, who is easily their best player and also leads the league in hits with 71. He has only Pirates batter averaging over 300. He's averaging 335. As I mentioned, 71 hits, leads the team. And Miami should primarily focus on stopping Frazier, as he has become one of the best second basemen in the National League, showing that he has, or probably most likely will be, the all-star for the Pittsburgh Pirates, as he is the backbone offensively for the team. But Miami will be back today at 7.05 p.m. as they hope to take the first game of a long four-game series versus the Pirates before making up the final game versus the Red Sox, which was rained out and will be played on June 7th. So make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And do remember this, as always, no matter what the score is, no matter what the result, go Fish!